Friday, July 11th, the Florida House. Before dinner at Amelia's last evening, we stopped for a drink at the Sovereign. Sometime in the past, we went there for dinner. There was jazz and erudite conversation in the lovely bar down a long brick corridor with carriage lamps. Tonight there's a private party, someone's 50th wedding anniversary. A lot of old people. Bartender's nervous and has us sit to the side with the regulars. The regulars are four lawyers drinking martinis and talking shop, too many words said too loudly. I say to Arlene that we will not live to celebrate 50 years together. I dislike that thought, but it's true. We sit at the same table by the window at Amelia's, where we sat for 2 hours over lunch on a Saturday when Arlene had to take me to the airport for a flight back to Nashville. We remember those times. We're happy to be together for good. I walk through the house, admiring our handiwork. We've made this place our home now, too. The art is hung, stereo is in place, beautifully comfortable under the living room window. The kitchen is equipped and used. I made bread. I made pasta. We chopped leeks together. The place is beautiful. I didn't appreciate before being here how much Arlene loves physical work. She can't stop busying herself with a thousand chores. I always thought her more of an intellectual than I. Maybe not, or maybe I'm just lazier. The only two places in the world where I have consistently found Boonahabin whiskey are Scotland and Gainesville, Florida.